The processional hymn number 59, New Every Morning Is the Love. You are welcome to our service on this fourth Sunday after Trinity. We follow the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, let the whole earth stand in awe of him. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, and to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit, we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 120, the traditional form of the canticle Jubilate. Be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. With thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. On page 605, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 13, the 13th psalm on page 605.
How long will you forget me, O Lord, forever? Anguish in my soul and grief in my heart day after day. How long shall my enemy triumph over me? Look upon me and observe, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep in death.
Old Testament reading is from the book Genesis, chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father, "Abraham, father," and he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abram said, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called on him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." On page 126, the traditional form of the canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Father of great majesty.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, beginning at verse 40. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle, Benedictus.
Be called the prophet of the highest, For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people for the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
On page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, may clean our hearts within us. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. And we join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord. To know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, as we come together to worship and praise you and thank you for all that you give us, we ask you to hear our prayers for the church, the world, our local community, and people in need. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, we pray for all Christian churches throughout the world as they meet to worship and praise you and enjoy fellowship with each other. We particularly pray for the safety of Christians who are persecuted because of their faith, and for organizations such as Open Doors as they support them. We pray for the leaders of all Christian churches in this area. Send your Holy Spirit to guide, strengthen, and inspire them as they seek to lead their congregations. We ask that there will be a growing desire to work together, and we give thanks for those who come up with fresh ways of making your name known to the wider community. We pray for your blessing on our grouped parishes of Annahilton, Maraham, that your joy and your love will flow freely in and through us to reach out to people in need. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, we pray for places in the world suffering from conflict, hatred, and deep division. We pray for the victims of war, violence, and poverty. Soften the hearts of leaders and nations and bring a lasting peace based on justice and mutual respect. We pray for reconciliation between people of the various faiths that exist throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, we pray for our local community here, asking that you will bless our workplaces and families. Help us to look out for our neighbors and support one another in times of need. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we lift up to you all who are going through sorrow, pain, or distress. We pray for those who are facing illness at home or in hospital. Remembering in particular Beth Harrison, we pray for those awaiting test results and those struggling with their mental health, remembering in particular the isolated and those who care for them. And in a moment of silence, we pray for one person that we know who needs God's healing touch today.
Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we remember before you those who have died either recently or at this time of year. Bring peace and comfort to those who mourn. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting God, as we worship during this service, we thank you for the knowledge that you are always with us as we seek to serve you during the coming week. Accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we join in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn number 16, Like a Mighty River Flowing. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A verse from today's New Testament reading, St. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. I begin with a question often put to me, and I suspect one which you wonder about as well. What is wrong with the church? What is wrong with the church that so many no longer wish to engage with it? What is wrong with churches of all traditions that their membership is steadily reducing? Is there something to be learned by the church from the words used by Jesus in the New Testament reading today? For we heard Jesus say, welcomes me, And he is saying that his mission is about himself. His mission is to be himself. He has not come as a representative of a religion. He has not come as part of an organization. He has not come as part of a group. He has simply come to be himself. Jesus' mission is about himself and the work he is going to do. The words "welcomes me" are important to understanding what it means to be a Christian. Being a Christian is not about a religion, it is about, rather, a relationship. Christianity is not about the church, it is about the person who should be at the heart of any church. Is the faith of the church in Jesus? Is he the one who is welcomed? Or is it, perhaps too often the case, that faith is about the church or tradition or community? Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, says Jesus, the relationship with him is meant to overspill into relationships with those around. If there is no care for them, then there is no care for him. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Jesus' ministry has not been about a religion, but has been about people who have a relationship with him. The words he uses demonstrate how important to Jesus that relationship has been. Whatever is done for them is done for him. There is a personal connection between them that is so strong that he can sense the way in which they are treated. He can feel the hurts that they feel. He can know the joys that they know. What does Jesus' close connection with his disciples say to Christians about their faith? Is there a sense that something done for individual Christians is something done for him? Is there a sense that something done for him can be something that is done for individual Christian people? Jesus' words present a picture of God very different from the sometimes terrifying figure from the day of Moses. He points to a God with feelings, a God with compassion, a God who understands what it is like to be human. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. This would have been a strange idea for those listening to Jesus. In the book Genesis, Abram welcomes angels without realizing who his guests are. But the idea of God being welcomed would have been alien to the traditional religion of Jesus' followers. The only place where God might be approached was in the most sacred part of the temple in Jerusalem, in the Holy of Holies, and the high priest was the only person who might approach the place where the people believed God's presence was to be found. The temple was at the heart of the whole congregation and the whole religion. For some people listening, Jesus' words that welcoming him meant welcoming God would not have just been strange they would have been a contradiction of everything they believed. Faith now can be sometimes like that of the people of Jesus' time. God is seen as being the sort of God that is found in the temple. There is a subconscious split between Jesus and the one who sent him, between the Father and the Son, and a loss of a sense of the reality of both. It is because that division is allowed that the Father becomes a remote and distant God in a far-off heaven, a terrifying deity which may only be approached with fear and trembling, while the Son becomes the man in the Bible stories, the man who walked in Galilee 20 centuries ago, but not someone who could be present or powerful in our lives. Holding on to the idea that Jesus shares, whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, means that seeing Father and Son in the way they are connected with each other and the way in which they are connected with people. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. You, me, the one who sent me, the disciples, God, Jesus, and people. The disciples and people. God and people. Christianity is a relationship, or it is nothing at all. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe, as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn 517, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
Let us pray. Unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and always. This afternoon at 3:30, there will be a service of evening prayer, which will be attended by members of the Legacurry LOL 164, although all are welcome. The preacher will be the Reverend Mark Hawthorne, minister of Legacurry Presbyterian Church. Sunday next, the fifth Sunday after Trinity, parish communion at 10 o'clock. The recessional hymn, number 82, Summer Suns Are Glowing.